Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today is Daf Ayin Vav Meseches Ksubis. We're getting close to a very big milestone. We're at the 998th Daf in Shas, if my calculation is correct. As we're getting closer, I'm hoping to make a small celebration together, maybe a special Words of Chizuk once we hit our 1,000th Daf. If is anybody aware that our count is off, please let me know at chaimeisenstein@gmail.com. Of course, that applies, for that matter, anything in terms of our limud together, long-distance questions, thoughts, comments, requests. It'll be my pleasure to hear from you. It's a special chizuk always when I meet people who I'm zocha to learn with from a distance who I didn't know beforehand, and it's a special thing to connect. Our daf, Ayin Vav in Ksubis, is a continuation of one of the heaviest dafim, Ayin Hey, which was Shabbos's daf, in Ksubis, and that was revolving, the second half at least of yesterday's daf, was revolving around the issue of when a mum is found on a girl, do we assume that the mum was one in which took place before marriage, and then if the husband is not aware of it, then he could make the marriage null and void, or it took place afterwards. And there is a very intense analysis of the Gemara of how to reconcile the Reisha and the Seifa. We are going to pick up with Rava's second teretz. Since yesterday's daf was a hard daf and a long daf, and today's daf is hard but short, we're going to pick up on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, about 12-15 lines from the bottom, with Rava's teretz, where Rava introduces the concept of Kan Nimtza Kan Hayu, and we're going to continue with that onto Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We are also going to be introduced, for those who didn't do it in yesterday's Daf, the Machlokas between Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yoshua, reintroduced from Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, and Daf Yud Dalet in the beginning of our Mesechta, and that is going to be a Machlokas where do we follow the way of simplifying Machlokas Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yoshua is that we assume that a girl is a cheskas besula when she got married, unless there's strong evidence otherwise, while Rebbe Yoshua says we do not believe her, and for some reason the cheskas guf, according to Rebbe Yoshua, is not enough if there's any type of reisa, as we're going to see in our Gemara. We're also going to give Rav Ashi's teretz for the stira in our Mishnah in his attempt to reconcile the Reisha and the Seifa. And then on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, we're going to be introduced to the concept of Machlif Par B'Chamar, which is a very important Mishnah in Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf. And that is going to be part of our Lamdusha analysis as well, getting involved with Halachos of Chazakos and Rayos. And that's going to take us all the way through Ayin Vav Amud Beis, where we continue to analyze the Mumim, as well as then the Gemara begins to take that discussion of Mumin into the category of Chazakos in regards to animals that are Trefas. So these are a couple of really intense Dapim in Meseches Ksubis. What a way to bring ourselves to 1,000th Daf. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up 15th line from the bottom of Ayin Hem, Bez Rava Omar. Rava is trying to reconcile the contradiction that the Gemara pointed out on the top of Ayin Hem, Bez in the Mishnah on the bottom, the contradiction of the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The contradiction went as follows. Mishnah tells us that if we find Mumin when a girl is still in her father's house, so then in such a case, the father needs to bring a proof that the Mumin took place after the girl had gotten married, and the husband could say one of two things. Say that the marriage is null and void because he wasn't aware of these mumin, and we could assume that it happened before they got married. Similarly, the sugyas tell us in the first parak that if we're talking about besulim, I add parenthetically that he could say that she wasn't a besula when they got married. The Gemara pointed out, continuing on to look in our Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, that the Seifa of the Mishnah seems to put the burden of proof not on the father, but seems to put the burden of proof on the husband. Once she's entered the husband's Rishus, so then in such a case, the husband has to bring the proof that the mum happened before Erisin. Asks the Gemara, that was a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Gamliel follows the Cheskas Haguf, like we seem to be following in the Seifa, while Rabbi Yoshua says that we don't believe her, and she loses her Cheskas Haguf. That was the stira that the Gemara posited on the top of Ayin Heim Beis. Rava gave one answer, and now, about 15 lines from the bottom, Rava's the first word on the line, Rava gives another answer. Rava Amar Reisha Kan Nimtzu V'Kan Hoya, Seifa Nami Kan Nimtzu V'Kan Hoya. Rashi explains that we could learn that we follow the position of Rabbi Gamliel, and that is, in general, if a woman is found to be a Besula, we could assume that she's permissible to husband. Even if we find that she's a ba'ula, the halacha is that she has a cheskas haguf when she got married, and it was only later that somehow her besulim was removed. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Says Rava, we could follow that assumption that she has a cheskas haguf. If that would be so then why is it that we don't assume that when she got married she had her cheskas haguf and the mum only came later? And why do we say that it's the father's loss? We should say that's the husband's loss in the Reisha of the Mishnah. Answers Rava, it all depends on where you find the mum. If you find the mum in the father's Rishus, you assume that took place in the father's Rishus. When? Could be even before they got married. However, in the case of where the mum was found in the husband's Rishus, so then we say, Seifa nami kanim tzavikan hayu. So that's a simple, elegant and beautiful and logical terrace of Rava. However, Abaye has a question. So what did we learn in the Seifa? That it's on the husband's account to bring a proof. What does he have to bring a proof? That the mum happened before Erisin. Achol Tisaris in. The only time the husband can bring a proof is that the mum happened before Erisin. But if it happened from Erisin, so then in such a case, the husband loses. Vamai, why would that be so? If he's able to prove that the mum took place already from Erisin, so then in such a case, once we know that it took place before Erisin, that there was a mum that existed before Erisin, Erisin, she's in where? She's in the father's house. So once she's in the father's house, so we should say, kan nimtza v'kan hayu. Must be that logic of kan nimtza v'kan hayu is not correct, says Abaye. Amale, Rava defended himself to Abaye, Mishinis Arsa. The fact that once she got the mum when she was an Arusa, and we should argue, Kanim Tsukamayu was in her father's Rishos. However, the Baal cannot get away with that argument. Why? Mishum Daika Lameimar. Because we could say, Chazak and Adam Shaisa Bekais Elim came Boyd Goy, that there's an assumption that the husband had checked her before he had gotten married. Vahai, Ra Vinifayasu. And this husband had seen the mum and had decided that it doesn't bother him. Says the Gemara, Yach, if that's so, Achal Tisaris Nami, if that would be so then even if the mum happened before Erisin, in such a case, we should say that the problem is the husband's. Elo Amrin Chazaka Einodam Mifayis B'mumin. So we must say that assumption is not correct. That a husband does not look at the mum and say, oh, I'll forego it. So chanami if that's so, chazok inon mefayis mumin. And we're stuck with our question. And that is, at the end of the day, why is it, don't we say, kanimtza kanhayu, if the husband proves that the mum was there already from the time of Erisin? Ella, says the Gemara, no. If he proves that happens from Erisin, it's not enough still. Bin Shinasarsa, Mishum Dika Tarti. If it's already from Erisin, then in such a case, she has two things going for her. Number one, Chazaka Hemid Haguf Al Chizkasa, that we could assume that when she got married, her guf was Shlema and the mum came afterwards. Now that chazaka, one could argue, exists in other cases as well. However, v'chazaka ein anim shosa b'kos elim kein bodko. There's another chazaka as well. And that is that he checked her out before he got married. V'hai ra'a v'nifayis. He saw and he forewent it. We said, my amrit chazaka ain't on the fayis b'mumin. Havichad b'makum tarti. V'chada b'makum tarti lo amrinan. If we're talking about where there are two different chazakos that are going up against each other, ein adam shelse because elim came botko versus ein adam mefayis b'mumin, so then we would say that each one cancels each other out. However, over here we have tarti, chada b'malkim tarti. What do we have over here? We also have another chazaka, hemid haguf al cheskasa. So the chada b'malkim tarti lo amrina. Now the Gemara just qualifies, and now let's talk about the other instance. Ad shelo tisari, says the Gemara, two lines on top of nine, vav amin aleph. If we're talking about a case where the mum was found even prior to Harrison, hemi guf al cheskaso lo ika lemeimar. You can no longer say that she has a cheskas haguf because the edim already say that there was a mum even beforehand. So ma ika chazaka neidai nadam shosa because elim came bot. Go. So all you have left is the chazaka that a person cannot get married without checking out. But there's a chazaka in the other direction. Since you have the chazaka that are going, two chazakas are going up against each other, so we'll be hebin momen al cheskaso, the money will stay where it is. In other words, the al will not be chayiv in the ksuba because of the fact that there is no cheskas haguf, and the two other chazakos cancel each other out. So ultimately, Rava's teretz works, because the Gemara defended Rava's teretz against Abaye's kasha. Again, we had a stira. The Seifa seemed to say that the halacha is that if the mum is found in the husband's rishus, so then in such a case it's his loss. If it's found in the father's rishus, then it's her loss. What's the difference between the two? So Rava gave us an answer, Kanimsa Kanhoya, Rava's second teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, Reisha mana lo abba biyadecha, v'seifa mana li biyadecha. Rav Ashi's teretz is going back to the idea, says Rashi, five lines into the narrow. You know what, let's take a look at Rashi inside. Rav Ashi Amar, mahad nami luk mekula k'rabi gamliel. He goes, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the chazaka de gufa adifa, that really the chazaka de guf should win, and therefore the woman should win. V'reisha lahachila mahanya chazaka de gufa, and the reason why it doesn't work, l'fisha ein ha-taina shela ela shela via. The taina is her father's taina, shiksuba zerisin la'av. So the ksuba zerisin goes to the father, and here's the punchline. V'havile mona la'aba biyotcha. When it comes to the father, so then in such a case, her cheskes haguf doesn't help the father. It only helps her herself. So therefore, she loses in the reisha. V'seifa mana li biyadcha. Mana la'aba biyadcha is not going to allow a cheskes haguf to work. Eisvei Rav Acha breider of Avyula Rav Ashi. Rav Acha asked, "May the Rebbe Meir b'muin haruin lavoima mi base avia shalavia lavi raya." Rashi explains that even though we have a rule that what she brings in, once she goes into Rishus HaBaal, so then the Baal needs to bring a raya that it happened before she came into his Rishus, says the Tosefta Moda Rebbe Meir, that those mumin that are normal for a woman to have also from beforehand, so then in such a case, Al Ha'av Lavi Raya, asks the Gemara, but according to Rav Ashi, then we should still follow our cheskas haguf. We should say that she's saying manali biyatcha. Answers the Gemara, acha ma'iskinan biyaseris. We're talking about a case that's not the case of that tosefta. And that is, for example, an extra finger. So if there's an extra finger, that's not something that was after Erisin, it's from the time that she was born. And so therefore, the Baal is going to be allowed to taina Mekach Tos. That's the case of the Braisa. The Braisa was talking about Yiseros. And that's what it means when the Braisa says, Mumin Haru'in Lava Imami Beisavia, something from birth. Yiseros, my Raya, my see, what type of Raya then is the father going to bring? Answers Right? So how could it fit back in the Tosefta? That's a great teretz. The Tosefta, Moder Meir B'Mumen Arui in Lovelim in Beis Aviyah. That in such a case, the husband's going to win. But what does it mean in the end of the sentence of the Tosefta? Shall I av love you, right? What type of raya? Answers the Gemara brilliantly, Maisi raya de rov and nifayah. So they'll bring proof that Adam say that they showed him the mum, and he said, no, it's okay, despite the extra finger, I want to marry her. The Gemara now continues on with an interesting parallel to the famous sugya of Hamachliv Parah B'Chamor to our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamachliv Parah B'Chamor. This is exchanges. And that is, let's say I exchange my cow for your horse. U'mashach bala chamor es ha-parah. And then the original owner of the donkey now pulls the cow that he's now going to own. V'lo hispik bala parah limshoch es ha-chamor. But the owner of the cow did not have the opportunity to do a kinyan on the donkey until the donkey died. So then in such a case, the kinyan would take effect if the alachamar had pulled the para at the time that the chamar was alive. However, he needs to prove, the Baal HaChamor needs to prove that he was alive when that happened. Of course, it's in his best interest because now the Baal HaChamor gets the para and the Baal HaPara loses by getting a dead chamor. So that's the halacha. The Baal HaChamor needs to prove that his animal was alive. V'tana tuna kala. And the Tana taught that our case of kala in our Mishnah is a raya to this idea. Hai kala. What case of kala are we talking about? Ilema, the ratio or the safe of our Mishnah. Kala bebeis avia. That there is a parallel to the case of kala bebeis avia. Let's take a look at Rashi. The last Rashi on our Amud, and I involve him in Aleph Rashi, the Masnisan. Shabo ladin ledin ba'oda arusa. If there was a din Torah when she was arusa, tani av tzarch lavi raya, the father needs to bring a raya that the mumen were there only after the husband then married her. Usfira le l'Shmuel ke Rebbe Lazar demuki la betray tanoi. Rebbe Lazar had suggested, as Gemara had originally thought, that the reisha is following Rabbi Yoshua in the Seifa, is following Rabbi Gamliel, Vafil Nichnasa L'Chuppa Isle L'Tana, and even if there was already Chuppa, the Tana of the Reisha holds, Shav Tzarech Lavi Raya, Vafil Bishalo Nalat Safik Rishusa, even though the Safik didn't appear as Rishus. Alma Ein Agava Momen Mi Safik, there's no collection of money with Safik. That is the case of the Reisha, that the father can collect as long as it remains a Safik. V'hai Nami, so too the case of the Parah. Lo Yachzik B'Parah's Chaver, you can't hold onto the Parah of your Chaver Misafik, if there is a Safik. V'afal Gavsha Safik B'Rishus Chaveru Nolat. Even though the Safik didn't start in your Rishus, it started in the Rishus of your friend. Sharik Farnasis Mashiach was already done. So despite the fact that the Mashiach was already done, nevertheless, the Baal HaChamor has to prove it. So too, we see that case when it comes to Isha, that even though the woman is not in the father's rishus anymore, she doesn't own her, the husband owns her. Nevertheless, the Tana of the Reisha holds that the father needs to bring a raya, even if she's already gone to Chuppah. Says the Gemara, if you're going to say that, Ilei Mekalav Beis Aviyah, Antam Beis, Midami, Hasam Maisiyah Av Raya Umapik. In the case of where the father brings the proof, so then in such a case, the daughter goes out of his Rishus. Moment he proves that there was no Mum in his Rishus. So then the Kedushin is Chal, Hacha Maisiyah Balachamar Raya Umokim. In the case of the Baal HaChamor brings a proof that the parabi belongs to him, not that he gets rid of it. Rashi explains halachically that over here, in the case of our sugya, the father is not being the machzik, the father is the one who's being motzi mamon. And the proof is that the girl goes out of his rishus. So he's not the muchzik, he's the mitzi. So if he's a mitzi, it's on the father to bring a raya. However, when it comes to this case, the balach amar, he's the machzik, and that's a much bigger chidush. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba suggested another explanation to the parallel between machlev parach amar and our Mishnah. Kala bebeis chamel. We're talking about a case of the seifa. Rashi spells out on the last narrow line from on the top. The last wide line on the top. And the raya is as follows. Seifa de masnisim de ketani, says Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. On that last wide line. Diktani ala balhavi raya. Dereb gamliel amra. Upolignami bereisha. Now we're on the first narrow line in Rashi on the Amud. Afilu nimtza vesavir. These are the critical lines here. Delno nolat safik bishuso. Nami ala balhavi raya. Once the woman is the husband's rishus, or what Rabbi Abba refers to as the father-in-law's rishus, even if the safik didn't start there, so nevertheless, the husband has to bring a raya, lafkiach kolak subasa. Once she's in his rishos, so then in such a case, then the husband needs to bring a raya. V'raya zu lo la'otzihi. And it's not to get rid of her. El lahachzik. And it's not to, more precisely, it's not to take money out of her, but rather it's to hold onto his money, not to give her a ksuba, right? If he's able to prove that she's not a basula, for example, or that he was misled, so then the ksuba is going to be less. V'tzarech lavia. V'avzeh kol shekein. Shiyavi raya lahachzik. And certainly over here, when it comes to machlev par b'chamar, where he wants to be machzik, that which belongs to something else, to be able to hold on to, certainly then he would have to bring a proof. Says the Gemara, Vakati lo dami, four lines from the top. It's still not comparable. Hasam bal maisi raya umarile lechazake da'av. When the husband brings a raya, he's weakening the chazaka of the father. Rashi points out that he's trying to weaken the cheskas haguf. So there the woman has a cheskas haguf. And that's why the husband needs to weaken the cheskadav. Hacha balach amar maisi raya, umokim chazaka biyadei. Over here, the balach amar is bringing a raya to substantiate the chazaka that he has. Let's take a look at Rashi. Hacha balach amar. Af chazaka aguf miyapes kocho. Here, the cheskas aguf helps the balach amar. Shekishitomer hemides hachamar b'shas mashicha cheskasav. The status quo is what? The status quo akodemes, becheskes chai, is a presumption that it was alive. Tamidenu, you leave it that way. Ubershus bala parames. So then it didn't die in the hand of the bala chamor, but rather bershus apar. V'lama atamatzricha raya. Then why would it be that the bala chamor needs to bring a raya? In our Mishnah, I understand the cheskes aguf is working on behalf of the father, and therefore the husband has to bring guy against it. But why over here does the Baal HaChamor need to do that? Amar Nachmar Bar Yitzchak, Kala Bebeis Aviyo Ula Kedushin. We have to answer that we're talking about the case of the Reisha, but rather a particular case of Kedushin. In other words, the case that we're talking about is a fight over whether the Kedushin is a Kedushin Tos. So then, in such a case, the Kedushin was done, and this is also not a case of being Motzi, but rather is being Mokim. Explains Rashi that we learned two lines on from the top, that the Gemara had asked, that if we're talking about Kala Bebeis Aviyah, so then, in such a case, their father is bringing a raya to be able to take out the ksuba from the husband, and the Baal HaChamor is trying to hold on to it. But if here the Kedushin was already given, so now the father is trying to hold on to the Kedushin. V'lo teima liba demandam Kedushin lav letibuin nitznu. And don't say that my answer is only going according to the mandamar who says that the Kedushin is given on the account that it's going to stand by in the rishus of the woman or the father. The word tibuin comes from the lashon in Eicha of tavu ba'aretz sha'areha, that it's sunk from the tava bayam, that the kedushin is going to be sunk. So here we said that the kedushin is supposed to stay
in the father's rishus since the hachzik, so don't say it's only going according to man nami that tibuin nitnu. Rashi explains that if the chosan dies, the kedushin generally is not litibuin, it goes back. If the chosan dies, this man damer holds. If there wasn't a nisuin, so then in such a case, then it goes back. That's the man damer holds lav l'tibuim nitnu. So then certainly it would be undone. El afil man damer kedushin l'tibuim nitnu, and that's how we paskin that kedushin is lasting whether they do nisuin or not. Hani mili kedushin vaday. That only applies in regards to where it's a definite kedushin. Avol kedushin tos imaisi raya in ilo lo. But when it comes to Kedushei Tos, then you need to bring a riot. So that's the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara answers that Kedushei Tos is also a case in which the husband is considered trying to bring a riot to be able to hold on to the money. And that's similar to the case of the Balachamar who wants to hold on to the para. Mesive, I'll ask you a question in the words of Shmuel. From Hilchus Treifus, Machat Shenimtzeis, if there is a needle that's found, Ba'ovi Beis Hakosas. That is an area in the intestine. It's called Beis Hakosas because it appears as if it's a kos. So if there is a needle inside, Mitzad Echad, if the needle is on the inside of it, Kshera Mishneit Stadim, but if it passes all the way through, that it's Treifa, Nimtza Alea. Correct. Dam biyadu ashuz lifnei shchita. If there is blood around that area of the puncture, then you know that there was this treifa already before shchita. Lo nimtza lekoret dam biyadu ashuz lachar shchita. But if there's no residue of any type of scab or blood, so then in such a case, then it took place after shchita, and the animal is going to be kosher. Huglad al piyamaka. There's already a thicker scab on it. Biyadua sheshloshi yam kodem shchita. Then you know it took place 3 days already before shchita. Lo huglad al miyamaka. But what happens if there is no scab? So then, now let's go to Hilchos Mekachu Memkar. Hamotzi mechaver al avarayu. You need to prove to me that I sold you an animal that was a treifa. If there's a scab, then you could claim that the animal was a treifa. But if not, you can't. V'yoyiv tabach dami. And if the money was already given, boila suye raya. So then in such a case, the one who bought it needs to prove that he was sold a treifa, umapik, and then he could get back his money. V'amai, according to Shmuel, that we said, Na'alocha machlif para b'chamar, so then in such a case, the b'chamar needs to prove that the animal was alive when the kinyan took place. L'bal behema la'isi raya, the owner of the animal should bring a proof, because he's the one who's taking the money. V'nokim, and then he could hold on to the money. So to just like the Bala Chamar has to prove that the animal was okay in order to be able to hold on to the para. Answers the Gemara, but lo yav tabcha dami, that we're talking about a case that money was not given, and then the original owner has to prove it, because the buyer hasn't given money yet, so in such a case, there needs to be a proof. Asks the Gemara, my paska. However, it doesn't sound like that in the teaching that we just read from Chulin Daf Nun Amud Beis. It doesn't sound like it was talking about B'delo Yav Dami. It sounds like it was in both cases. Money was given or whether money was not. Elok Yasir Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar Loi Taitsinu Lahani Klal Dekal Yehuda Achim Ishmei Deshmuel. Therefore, Rami Bar Yecheskel rejected this. And he said, my brother said a different rule. Kol shenolad safik birshusai olav haraya. Wherever the safik took place, that is the person that needs to bring the proof. Vitana tuna kala. And then we see a raya from kala. In other words, it's now the exact opposite halacha. It's the bala para to bring a raya that the chamor died before the Meshicha, says Rashi 5 lines at the bottom. Because why? Because now the Safek was born when already the kinyan had been done, and therefore the bala bara is the one who has a suffix that was ki'ilu, as if it took place in his rishos, because the bala hamar had already pulled the para, so he needs to prove that the chamar was dead, because now, as far as we know, the para belongs to the bala chamar, and the chamar belongs to the bala para. And that's the same halacha when it comes to kala, that we see that when it comes to kala, where the suffix is, kol shenol et suffix brishu, so olav avi raya. So if the suffix was born in the husband's rishus, so then in such a case we said that the halacha is that the husband has to bring the raya. And if the suffix was born out in the father's rishus, then the father is the one who has to bring the raya. We are going to conclude today's daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Meisive, 8 lines from the bottom. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Ayin Vav in Maseches Ksubis.